Okay, this is an interview with
Maria.
Maria
Gorkor.
On May 30th, 2007, interviewed by Elena Zuli. We are in Bobst Library at NYU in New York City. Okay, Maria, let's start with your background.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where you grew up, your age, and a little bit about your family.
So, I grew up in Uzbekistan, which is one of the former Soviet republics, now it's an independent country. And I lived there until I was 10 years old. My family, standard Jewish family, meaning, you know, everybody's Jewish into the nth generation, like pure breed. I have one brother who is 17, and I have another brother who is 4. When my parents came here, like in about 3 years after they come here, they divorced. I was, like, I think 13 at the time. And then my mom remarried to a guy who was not Jewish. And they had a baby, and that baby is my second brother, who is right now 4. My dad, he also remarried, but there's no kids from that marriage, and then they got divorced. And right now he's not married, but, you know, he is in a relationship. And when we came, I lived with both parents, obviously. Then after my parents got divorced, I lived with my mom for many, many years. And then about, I think 2 years ago, something like that, I moved with my dad because he lives in Brooklyn, and it's closer for me to commute to school, much closer. And I also like living with him better a little bit. So, let's see, anything else?
What did your parents do?
My parents are both computer programmers. My dad used to be a computer programmer, but in America, he had a bit of difficulty in that department, and right now he's trying to be a teacher, like a teacher of high school mathematics. He's finishing his master's program so he can be certified. My mom continued to be a computer programmer, and she works right now at Duane Reade.
Duane Reade?
Yes, like, you know, in the corporate office and stuff.
Right. Okay. So, let's jump ahead to your sexuality. Tell me about how you knew you were a lesbian, when you came out, the whole story.
Okay, the question presents itself, how graphic do we need to get?
Go right ahead.
So, I've always knew that I liked girls, and how did I know that I liked them? Because I had really graphic fantasies about them. And that is before I saw any kind of pornography or anything of the sort, before we had internet and before I, you know, saw late night Cinemax or anything of the sort. Like, I had really kind of graphic fantasies. Nothing like that towards guys, like, really, nothing. So, I would say about age 11, I started having these fantasies. And then I didn't know what the hell what that meant, actually. And by sometime about age 15, I was like, well, let's see. It's pretty clear that I like girls, like, a lot. But I actually don't mind guys, because I didn't find them distasteful or anything like that. So I was like, you know what, I'm bi, because I didn't want to say that I'm lesbian and, you know, cut out the potential of marriage and men and pleasing my parents in that department out of my life altogether. So I thought that, well, I thought in my mind that I was bi until actually very recently. It's about about 6 months ago, a little bit more, when I figured out through, like, I guess recent through sexual experiences that I had at that time, that no, I was not in fact bi. I mean, not minding guys actually doesn't mean that you're attracted to them. So, if that's your definition of bi, then it must be, but it's not mine. Right, so then I identified myself as basically gay as such. Although between that time, when I was 23, and the time when I was 15, I always knew that I liked girls, like, far, far more than guys. So I thought that I was bi, just really more, much more towards girls. But now it's like, it's, you know, I'm like, there's no point in me being with guys, because if I'm just, like, not attracted to them, I can take it, but why bother? Let's see. Anything else?
Well, Coming out, how was it for you with your family?
Oh, that's a drama story in of itself, rather. So, the first time that I came out, it was to my mom when I was 15 years old, and it was this big, like, hysteric scene. Like, I was crying, and I had, like, hysterics as such, and hyperventilating and stuff. Why I was coming out at that specific time, because there was this girl that I loved, or I thought I loved, and I wanted to be in a relationship with her. And even though the smart thing to do would have been to, you know, keep hush-hush about it and save everybody the trouble, being the excruciatingly honest person that I am, meaning I can't keep any secrets from my parents, right, I went to confessional when my mom was the priest. And she was like, oh, it's a phase, you know, you shouldn't do this. And basically she told me that if I do start a relationship with this girl, she'll be very disappointed with me. She will withdraw from me, and she doesn't know what kind of parents-daughter relationship we'll be able to have. Which was kind of like a death sentence. So, meaning, because my mom was basically like my god at that time. Like, her approval was my main goal in life, and my main cause of happiness in life. And lack thereof, my main cause of misery in life. So, I was like, that's it. Like, I did love this girl, and I didn't want to be with her. I simply could not do it, even behind my mom's back, because I would be, let's say, like, you know, making out with her, and then in the back of my mind, I'd be like, what would my mom think of me if she knew I was doing this? Mm-hmm. Right. So, at that time, I was like, I really, really wanted to make myself straight. How did I do that? I started going out with guys, basically. Right, any, like, random guys. Like, you know what, I don't mind them, so let's stick to that, right? And I tried to, like, force myself to not look at girls. Tried, being the operative word, obviously, you know, mm-hmm. Failed. So, and, like, a few days later, right, like, I just could not stand the thought of my mom being disappointed in me and ashamed of me, basically. And withdrawing from me, I told her, Mom, you are right, this is a phase, and I am in fact straight, and so on and so on. Okay, so I thought, you know, the situation was taken care of, so I will make myself straight, or rather, I will just ignore girls altogether, you know, because seeing as if I was, why, I can just go with guys for the rest of my life, why should that be a problem, you know? Okay. So, fast forward to, let's see, I think it was about 19 years old, right? It was actually 21 years old. Right, I actually, like, began a relationship with this girl, like, in secrecy at age 18, because, I don't know, I've calmed down or something like that, and I was like, you know what, I mean, like, I'm not gonna kill myself over it, but, like, I'm not gonna tell my mom, because I just could not live with her disappointments, like, presents, right? But at age, like, by age 21, like, it really began to kind of weigh down upon me that I could not really, you know, be with girls and have her know about it. And, like, basically there was this conflict. Like, with this girl, okay, you know, we had a very strange on-again, off-again, open relationship. We were basically best friends and we occasionally had sex. So it was not a relationship, like, as such, like, not in the sense that most people understand it, right? And I always knew that I would have, like, other relationships, other romantic relationships besides her. And she also knew that, and she was, like, cool with it, right? We were just kind of each other's support system up until the time when we were both, I don't know, ready to go find somebody else or something like that. Basically, best friends would just turned out to be gay both, so, you know, why not, you know? Have sex and stuff. So, by age 21, there was this conflict in me. On the one hand, I was like, okay, I'm bi, so I can be with guys all the time. But that would mean that I would be continuously suppressing my urge towards girls, which was very strong, and it was growing stronger, like, every day. On the other hand, I could not tell my mom any of this, because either she'd be disappointed in me, right, period, she'll be like, okay, Maria, continue to suppress it, or something like that. Or she'll be like, no, Maria, you're already 21 years old, you're an adult, you can go do whatever you want, you can go sleep with girls. But inside, she'll be very, very disappointed and ashamed. She'll just not say it, but she'll think that and she'll feel it. And I didn't want that. So the question was like, suppress myself for the sake of my mom's approval, not suppress myself, face her disappointment. Either way, not a pleasant solution. So after a lot of, you know, mental anguish that we Jews are known for. True, right. So I took my mom, I made an appointment with a shrink in the city, an American shrink, right? And I went to that shrink with my mom, like I dragged her to it, because I was like, Mom, I need to tell you something. And it was like this big, big dramatic thing, once again, in that shrink's office, right? Because, like, I started crying again and hyperventilating and stuff like that. And I even had to go outside to, like, calm myself down and whatever. And then I came back and I was like, Mama, I love you and I don't want to disappoint you. Like, your approval means everything to me, but I like girls and I can't fight it any longer. You know, add all the tears and all that, and all that stuff. And I wanted to do it in front of a shrink who has a PhD, with a PhD. So the shrink can immediately tell my mom, no, it's not a phase, and no, you know, it's not like an abnormal thing or whatever it is. So we can have the professional opinion in the consultation, like, right there. Right, so if I tell my mom it's not a phase, it's like, who the hell am I? I'm no doctor. But if this PhD of psychology tells her, it's an entirely different thing. She took it, like, much calmer, actually. Right, and, you know, and I asked the shrink, like, is this a phase? Like, can you tell my mom, is it a phase or not? She's like, no, it's not a phase. And I'm like, Mom, I'm 21 years old. It's like, how can it be a phase by now if I've been experiencing this since 11, 12, something like that, right? She took it. And at that time, she calmed down about it, and she believed me fully. Like, she believed that, you know, that is indeed the situation, there's nothing you can do about it, really, and, right, and stuff. And I guess it also helped the fact that I told her I was bi, because I thought I was bi at the time. So she's like, well, she likes girls, let her experiment with girls, sleep around, but, you know, she's still going to get married to a guy. And I actually told her as much. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sleep around with girls, party, and then I'm going to get married to a guy, because I want to have a family, and so on and so on. She's like, okay, you know, that's not a problem. I mean, it's unfortunate that it's not the best situation, but, you know, we can deal with it. She's still going to give me grandkids. Yeah. So then I was like, okay, you know, this is a much better situation for me, nice and calm. Then it was pressing upon me to confess to my dad, which I did, after, you know, a little bit of, like, Dutch courage, as it were.
Some drinking.
Yes. So, because I was like, you know what, I'm not going to hyperventilate, I'm not going to cry, and I'm not going to go into hysterics again. I'll be calm, even if it's chemically induced. So, like, yeah, that was really interesting. Like, he's sitting on the couch, right, watching soccer. I'm like, Papa, I want to talk to you. He's like, okay, talk to me. I'm like, Papa, turn off that soccer, I want to talk to you. He muted the soccer. Papa, look at me, I want to talk to you, it's important. He's like, I'm listening. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, Papa, I like girls. He's like, I know. Like, what? How do you know this? It's like, your mom told me when you were 15. Yeah, my mom actually, like, as soon as I told her, way back when, she called him by name and she told him. And it's amazing that he's actually very calm about it. Like, it's not, like, he doesn't think it's a big source of bother. Especially seeing as, at that time, I thought I was bi, and my mom thought I was bi. So my mom was like, yeah, she likes girls, but she also likes guys. So my dad is like, okay, that's fine, you know. You know, as long as she likes guys, it's not a problem, right? So, but at the present moment, my mom has, you know, gotten used to it. Like, it's not, like, a big deal for her, really. And my dad, he was actually a lot less having problems with it than my mom. Like, very much so. It was, like, he doesn't really care. It's like, who do I sleep with or something like that. Right, as long as I make a family and stuff. So it was fine. Like, it became, like, very calm and stuff. Then I realized about basically in November of 06, after having like sexual experiences with both girls and guys, like one after the other, pretty soon, you know, like concentrated. It's like that, you know what? Guys don't do anything for me, not really. And, it, you know, it's girls that do. So, well, I guess I must be gay then. Like, fully, you know, which was not such a big switch because, like, I don't know, 80% towards girls and 100% towards boys, not such a big switch. So, right now, I do identify as gay because, you know, of my experiences and my, how do I say this? Like, pretty kind of concrete definition, concrete evidence that I don't like guys and I do like girls. Yeah, and I'm not gonna say what because that would be, you know, the graphic part. But anyways, yeah. So, let's see. That's about it. I mean, did I cover everything that you wanted me to?
Yeah. Right. Okay, so let's go back to.
Ah, okay.
let's go back to when you first started thinking about girls. Did you think then about gender, about yourself in any gender or how you dressed?
Well, I never thought of myself as a guy. Like, I always knew I was female. But I always dressed in very loose clothing and either unisex or even guys' clothing. But it was not because, like, I wanted to be butch. It's because I thought I was kind of fat. Like, I had, like, a, like, relatively big stomach. And I wanted to hide that fat. And I was really, like, uncomfortable with my body, like, a lot of body issues. And because of that,
mm-hmm.
right? It's just that I suppose if other girls are uncomfortable with their bodies and they wear loose clothing, they would usually be wearing feminine loose clothing, whereas I wore just like t-shirts and sweatshirts and something that a guy would wear with no problem, right? Why? Because I just felt more comfortable in those kind of clothing. So that has been my style since basically day one. Like loose clothing that is either unisex or like guys' pants and guys, not guys' shirts, but like sweatshirts,
mm-hmm.
right, and t-shirts. And that style, it was, how do I say this? It was not determined by my orientation. But at the same time, if I were straight, like as such, and I wanted to attract the attention of guys, then I probably would be wearing more feminine clothes and tighter clothes, even with my stomach, because I would be like, you know, why not? It's like, show something instead of show nothing. But seeing as I was really into girls and I didn't care much about guys, I was not interested in attracting their attention. So it was not important for me to wear tight clothes that would attract their attention and for me to like appear on their radar as potential, you know, dating candidates, you know. Is that it?
Yeah. So as your self-conception as a lesbian,
mm-hmm.
as it evolved, did your, let's see, how can I say this? Did your style change at all? Did you
yes.
feel? Okay.
Okay. Okay. My style, like, in high school, was influenced by several factors. First of all, the fact that my parents didn't have a lot of money, and I also didn't want to take a lot of their money, so I bought crap, basically. Like, cheap crap that looked bad. Brand name was something that happened to other people. So, cheap jeans from Kmart, guys' jeans. Like, cheap sweatshirts for like $5, things like that. So, I looked like a badly dressed guy, basically. Right, so... I could have bought cheap girls' clothes, you know, from things like Pretty Girl or, you know, any, you know what I mean, like really cheap, what's it called? Even Kmart, cheap girls' clothes. But I didn't feel comfortable, like, showing my body. So my style in high school was that, cheap unisex clothes. Then when I went to college, I started working and I started making some money and I started dressing a little bit better. Like, also unisex clothes, because I was just used to that style, and because I still thought of myself as kind of overweight and unattractive, but more stylish men's clothes, like men's jeans from Express, for example, as opposed to Kmart or Old Navy, like more brand name, you know, like nicer shirts instead of just crap, Right, still kind of loose and still something that a guy could wear also, but just nicer, nicer looking and better fitting. Right, and that style continued till about, well, basically up until now. And as I continued throughout college, I worked more and I made more money. And you know, I started just asking my mom for money to buy more brand name things, like nicer things. But I still stuck to unisex slash male clothes mostly, or at least kind of loose female clothes. Right, like nothing tight, nothing that shows off anything. If you look at me in regular clothes, it would be like, okay, the only way you can tell I'm female is, you know, possibly boobs and above the neck. You know, and you know, the shirt could be female, but it would be loose female. The pants, you know, male pants. So the quality of my clothes improved and the fit and the style improved, but the overall kind of approach towards it remained the same. Mm-hmm. And right now, I've lost some weight recently. So now I feel like I could wear like tight feminine clothes and look appropriate in them and stuff. Appropriate means good. But I just don't choose to, because first of all, I'm so used to wearing loose clothes that I'm just comfortable in things that are loose and not tight-fitting. And second of all, I don't feel like having my ass for display, you know, too old and sundry. It's just, I don't know, like, I prefer this kind of approach. Especially the school that I go to, which is City College. It's mostly, there's a lot of, like, Hispanics and Blacks there. And the neighborhood itself is Spanish. And for a white girl, tall white girl, tall skinny white girl in tight clothes to be walking around Spanish Harlem late at night in tight clothes, no, not happening. So like I don't want to attract that kind of attention, because there in that neighborhood, in that setting, in my college specifically, it's very easy for me, like, you know, just by virtue of being exotic for them, to attract that kind of attention, and I don't want that. Also, I feel like I get more respect if I wear nice clothes, clothes that are like brand name, and you see that they fit nice and stuff, but they're loose. Because in our society, women are evaluated on their appearance first and everything else second. So if my appearance, you know, my shape is taken out of the equation, then it ceases to be a component of evaluation for me. And when I meet new people, they see me, okay, female, but they don't check out, you know, the ass and tits and so on. Mm-hmm. And they don't make their judgment based on that. They make their judgment based on their actual interaction with me in whatever capacity that occurs. So in that manner, I feel like I could represent myself not as a set of, you know, the stuff, but as like a whole person. And males would be evaluating me as a whole person, which is what I want. Mm-hmm. And females also, because girls also judge other girls by their appearance. Not in the sense, oh, I want to, like, do her, but in the sense, you know, comparing to themselves, I guess. So I think that I'm definitely going to stick to this, like, loose, but now brand name and nice-looking style. Because also, in my chosen profession of engineer, there's not a lot of women. And, obviously. So, and I feel like, If you present yourself like in any sexual manner to guys, then they will immediately see you like as something of an object, more or less. Obviously not entirely, but to some degree, yes. And I don't want to be seen as an object, like at all, even like 1%. That's just no, or at least not, let's say, by just some random guys, you know, I mean, obviously, I want my girlfriend to want me, but not just some random bum on the street.
Okay. So, you've said that you dress, or that you don't dress to please the male gaze.
No.
Is there any sense in your clothing or how you dress in pleasing the female gaze?
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what pleases the female gaze. Real. Well, I mean, okay, I know what pleases me, but that's the same thing that pleases guys. So it's not like anything different. But I don't really know. I mean, my objective is not to impress somebody with, you know, the beauty of my ass, but, like, you know, to look presentable, clean cut, matching. Like, I'm wearing quality clothes instead of junk. And, like, somebody, you know, that seems, like, smart and worthy of respect. And I think that, you know, my general clothes, they accomplish that. And also, like, lately, it's just clothing has ceased to have very much importance for me, honestly. I do have feminine clothes, and I do wear them when I go out and stuff. Like, when I go out to a club, I dress appropriately, of course. Like, short skirt, tight shirt, the whole nine yards. But that's because the setting demands it. I mean, when you go to a restaurant, you know, I would also wear, like, a dress and stuff like that. But in general, let's see. In general, I don't think I dress to please the female gaze. I don't try... To please the female gaze means you're, like, looking for a girlfriend. Which I'm not, because I have one. Mm-hmm. And when I didn't have one, I don't know, like, it didn't occur to me that if I dress, like, sexy, I would attract girls as well as guys. It just doesn't work. I don't know if that's the case. So, no, not really. I don't think so. I dress to please me, most importantly. And in a manner that is in accordance with the setting that I'm in. Meaning business casual when it's necessary. To college, I can wear whatever I want, but, you know, I wear, like nice, like, sort of brand name stuff. To a restaurant, I would wear something appropriate and so on and so on. So my objective in terms of dressing is not to look sexy and not to look hot. And I mean, looking attractive, yes, but attractiveness in the sense that, you know, I look put together and my appearance is fitting the setting and it's considered normal and appropriate. It's like, yeah, that girl dresses nicely, like, nothing special, but, you know, not bad.
No. So, this is maybe a little repetitive, but do you consciously use any signs in the way you dress, or maybe even the way you walk or talk, to let other people know that you're gay? Is that all important to you?
Letting other people know is not important to me, per se, because that has never, I mean, while that is a big part of my identity, I've never been, let's say, political about it. Like, you know, I've never been an activist or anything of the sort. Like, if people ask me, I would say girlfriend and so on. But I don't, you know, have, like, rainbow flags on my back or something. But on the other hand, my attitude, meaning the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I sit, like, on a subway, like, if somebody, like, in the family looks at me, they'll be like, yeah, she's probably gay. Yeah, because I really don't act that feminine, like, really. So, but on the other hand, if somebody who looks at me who is straight and who doesn't have much experience with gay people, they will not really think gay. They'll be like, yeah, that girl is kind of, I don't know, nerdy, or she's, like, kind of eccentric or something like that, but they will not think gay. And the reason they will not think gay is because my hair is long. Mm-hmm. If my hair were short, everybody will think I'm a total dyke. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because short, when I say, I don't mean short as yours, I mean really, really short.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Yours is, you know, still more.
Borderline.
Yes. No, short as in butch short.
Yeah.
Like that. And yes, I did have that experience. I used to have, like, hair like this long. Yeah, this long, I'm showing, like, 2 inches.
Right, 2 inches. So,
yeah.
And did people respond?
Yeah,
so,
like, people, like, mistook me for a guy, like, as such.
Really?
But actually, when I had hair that short, I dressed really femininely to compensate, so nobody would mistake me for a guy. Because if I dressed like the way I usually did, with that short hair, it would be sir all the time. Uh-huh. But, yeah, one of my friends, she figured out I was gay, like, long before I told her, because, like, she knows a lot of gay people and stuff like that. And if you're in the know in any sort of way, either you're friends with gay people or you are yourself gay, you definitely suspect, like, as soon as you look at me.
So. Right. So I'm interested that you bought men's clothing since you were very young,
yeah.
You said. Did you ever have the sense that was transgressive?
No, because for me it was not like clothing was not really divided into men's clothes, like allowed women's clothes and disallowed men's clothes. It was like, okay, I'm not gonna wear women's pants for the only reason that they are too tight for my fat ass. And what is, like, what jeans would be fitting for me? Meaning, what jeans would be loose enough that they would, like, not show anything? Men's jeans. If there was a line of women's clothes that was, well, first of all, cheap, and second of all, loose, I would get those. That would not be a problem. In fact, I would prefer them because, you know, made for women, they would fit better. And with men's clothes, there were a lot of issues with comfort and the crotch being too low and that and stuff like that, like, because of the cut that it's made. But my objective was not to present myself as gay or to present myself as butch or to, I don't know, rebel or anything like that. It was simply that was the only option of loose pants available to me, or just that is available to women, period. The women's pants are tight, like straight up, or at least in my estimation. That is the style currently, and that was the style when I was younger. And if I don't like the style, then what else must I turn to? I guess I must turn to, I don't know, straight leg men's pants or something like that, which is what I did.
Okay, let's see. Just looking around, you're in New York City, so you see women all the time, and you probably evaluate them and try to guess. And one of my favorite games.
I evaluate other things, but yeah.
Well, yeah. Is there a style that seems lesbian to you? Like an iconic style?
Well, if a woman looks really butch, then very likely she is lesbian, right? And if she not only looking butch, because you can have like some 45-year-old lady with really short hair from the Midwest who is wearing, you know, who is really kind of fat, so she's wearing men's clothes because that's the only thing will fit, and she's married with 3 kids. I don't mean like that. I mean, like, looks butch and acts butch and, like, kind of young and stuff, obviously, then that would be what, to me, would be not an iconic lesbian style, because butches are, I think, a minority of the, if we take the lesbian population as a whole, they're, like, one minority among many other subdivisions. But that is distinguishably lesbian, because any other style, it's, like, straight women wear it also, so it's not, like, you can be, like, that is uniquely gay, besides the butch.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. Okay, I guess that's it. That's all I have. Is there anything else you want to... anything else you want to bring up?
Mm-hmm. I'm probably not, like, the best interview subject, because my experiences are not shaped by my orientation as much as a bunch of other things, like body issues and self-esteem and socialization and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I'll be like a very accurate, how do I say this, like, you know, like representative of the general population as a whole. Add to it the fact that I'm like an immigrant with an immigrant mentality. So it's, I hope that you can find some American-born lesbians who would like normal social development and normal friendships and normal everything, whose clothing experiences were in fact shaped a lot by their orientation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that's it.
Well, this is actually one of my questions, is how much really do lesbians care? How visible they are? How?
Well, I cannot speak for all of them. And, okay, it's like, it works the same way as straight people. There's a spectrum, obviously. On the one hand, you have the activists, you know, who march in the Dyke March and rainbow flags all over the place and so on. Obviously, they care very much about visibility. On the other hand, you have just regular people who don't really care very much, right? Or who cannot be very open about it because of their job or something like that, right? And obviously, you have people who are entirely in the closet. So, I don't know if you can say it as a whole. Obviously, all lesbians would like to see more lesbians being visible, like on TV or something like that, and be like, that's what's up. But themselves being visible, I think that only a minority is actively concerned with being visible, like the, I guess, the ones with more of an activist mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that activist mentality. I don't mind it, but I'm not gonna go around Spanish Harlem with a rainbow flag, because that's just asking for trouble. My friend got into trouble, like, doing that, even though she keeps doing that. Yeah. So, you know what? I can add one more thing. I can. If you don't mind, I can tell you what I think about the way lesbians dress as compared to the way straight women dress.
Please.
Right. Well, for lesbians, appearance, like their physical appearance, is definitely less important, in my opinion, than it is for straight women. Because straight women are out to get men who are very visual and for whom the physical visual appearance is the make it or break it point, at least initially. So they're like, you know, we need to look nice, we need to bring everything to the table, and so on and so on. For lesbians, seeing as they're trying to get women, and women are not so visual, it's more of a, like, they make their choice in partner and fuck buddy or whatever it is based on the interaction they have with that person and so on. There, the appearance becomes less important. So lesbians, they would probably wear probably looser clothing or less mainstream clothing, like more punk style or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or just not be as tremendously concerned about presenting their assets continuously to the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the part of the their kind of target market, as it were.
And just the innate way that women.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, that's why, like, gay guys are so appearance oriented, because their target market is guys who are appearance oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you want to like market yourself successfully to them, then you have to look good. So, and probably that's why straight guys can let themselves go, you know, and wear crap and have beer bellies and so on, because they know that women will not be evaluating them based on whether they have a six-pack or not, but based on, like, what they say and what they do and how much money they make and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Thank you.
No problem.